from World Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation, it's harvest time.
Harvest time. Harvest
is guest of the Rock Church in Sacramento. You will hear the sanctuary choir of the Rock Church as well as the Vision Trio, and they will bless you in this service. Our host pastor today is Nathaniel J. Wilson, whose name is familiar to hosts of Harvest Time friends, for he was at one time our Harvest Time minister and an outstanding preacher of the Word of God. We are excited today to bring this message of Harvest Time to you. Our Harvest Time minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan, will bring a message entitled, This Was Not Done in a Corner. We want everyone that you know to be involved in this Harvest Time service. Why not contact a friend? Give them a call on the telephone. Let them know that Harvest Time is on the air, and we're coming to you today from the Rock Church, an excited church who loves Jesus Christ in Sacramento, California. And this is going to be a glorious time. You're going to be blessed by music at this time. Music director Kenneth Fitzpatrick, the Sanctuary Choir of the Rock Church, and their song is Magnify the Lord. Something very special for you during the month of February, a very special opportunity for those who thoroughly appreciate and enjoy the wonderful music of our Harvest Time minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and his wife, Sister Jean Urshan. I hold in my one hand the tape Through the Years featuring Somebody Touched Me, songs by both Brother and Sister Urshan. They sing wonderful songs like There's No Disappointment in Jesus, Watchman, What of the Night? There's a wonderful guest at our house, Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy, and the all-time favorite, How Great Thou Art. This tape features Somebody Touched Me, a camp meeting song that makes the rafters ring. And then the beautiful songs by Sister Jean Urshan entitled I Cannot Fail the Lord, I Ask the Lord, Whisper a Prayer. She sings the entire theme song of Harvest Time and then sings, Oh, I Need Him. I Was Lost, But Jesus Found Me, to name just a few of the songs. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would love to hear from you. And for a love gift to the ministry of Harvest Time, an opportunity to reach new people for the glorious cause of Jesus Christ, a love gift of $15, we will rush these tapes to you, and they will be a blessing. Your life will be enriched. If you have not ever been acquainted with Brother and Sister Urshan, here is an opportunity to meet two extremely dedicated people who love this message of salvation. Again, our mail address, Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA, or include your love gift of $15 or more, should the Lord so direct, and be a blessing to this truth-proclaiming worldwide evangel for the glory of the name of the Lord Jesus. Something tells me that the people of the Rock Church have a revelation of Jesus' name. Something just tells me that, and if I didn't know by the atmosphere and by their enthusiasm, I would know by the title of the next song sung under the direction of Kenneth Fitzpatrick. The Rock Church Sanctuary Choir sings a great song entitled, Jesus is His Name. A shadow of doubt that Jesus is His name. Amen. For those who are hearing Harvest Time today and perhaps are wondering about the United Pentecostal Church and the doctrine of the United Pentecostal Church, because that is so extremely important, let me tell you that we have doctrinal messages by our Harvest Time speakers. We have messages that are printed, and we have information for you. We also have Bible studies that are available to people who are concerned about knowing more about the truth of the Word of God. We would welcome your letters of request, and we try our very best to give you detailed information, because we don't want anyone to miss out on this great experience of knowing Jesus Christ in His fullness. We also urge you to send prayer requests. There are hundreds of people who are members of Harvest Time prayer bands, and they receive every prayer request that comes to Harvest Time and take it to the Lord on a daily basis. And we have had tremendous answers to prayer in just recent days, and we are so grateful for that, because Jesus Christ answers prayer. He has never changed, and we believe in the God who answers prayer. We would love to hear from you. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. And now, just before the Harvest Time message, the Vision Trio of Rock Church, composed of Jerry Mallory and Jenny and Matt Jones, sing for you Holy Ghost Revival.
The church has learned to make things happen on the natural side, but all our buildings and our programs cannot turn the tide. Oh, this is warfare, and our weapons, faith, the word, and love, just need a fresh anointing from above. We need an old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you. Of the past, there's a new day dawning. Pray and lift up holy hands. Revival fire will sweep across the land.
We're having old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you. We're having sin erasing restoration Holy Ghost revival singing, Lord, our souls are new.
This message entitled, This Was Not Done in a Corner. Your Harvest Time radio minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan. Brother Urshan.
I read to you from the 26th chapter of the book of Acts. I'm reading from the 26th verse, and I'd like for you to note how it reads, For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. If you can get the picture that's described in the Word of God, you'd be looking at a man bound with the manacles of a prisoner, and he's standing before a king and telling him how God struck him down on the road to Damascus. And on that road to Damascus, this is where Paul saw the light of who the Lord really is. Not only had this man been a witness of his great grace and power, but throughout the days prior to his great conversion, the disciples of the Lord Jesus were the first harbingers of the New Testament gospel. They preached the resurrection of the dead. They were first-hand witnesses of his death on Calvary and of his resurrection. A good number of them had been present when he challenged the doubter Thomas. To behold the nail-scarred hands and thrust his hand into his riven side. The overwhelmed Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God." He was also seen of about 500 brethren besides the disciples, for they were factual witnesses of his resurrection. They went forth triumphantly, knowing that the factual evidence they had seen would most challenge the philosophers of the time, the intellectuals of that day. Not only that, they knew that the resurrection message would be an answer to the human needs of mankind. The philosophers tried to explain life. They tried their best to explain the high moments and the low moments that come to every creature. But then came this apostolic flood of spiritual power, bearing with it wonders, signs, and miracles. It had answers for the hungry thousands who were starved for spiritual indwelling and thirst. His hand was a great hand of mercy that was being outstretched to people of that time. The question today is, what does feed the soul of man? And when we consider what feeds the soul of man, let me say it cannot be fed on the husks of pleasure. The pleasures of life are exceedingly transitory and unfulfilling. The soul of man cannot feed on human relationship. Even the beauty of kindred relationships leave the soul of man empty. The soul of man is actually the breath that came from God. That life God gave you is made in his image and cannot be satisfied with material substance. There were 25 million converts to this great apostolic ministry in the first church. And let me read to you a portion of the Acts of the Apostles. Notice how it reads. "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. Believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." We're talking about apostolic revival. We're not talking about normal, dead, dry, drab, deserted Christianity. We're talking about the power of the living God. We're talking about a God who is still able to heal the body and bring satisfaction to the human soul. Let me give this instance to you. On the day of Pentecost, it said, there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind. It filled all the place where they were sitting. And then some strange things began to happen. These people began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. This was the reaction. These men are drunk on wine. Then another reaction. What meaneth this? Because when the Holy Ghost comes, it takes the normal human being and brings them into the supernormal experience of the power of the living God. It doesn't leave you in drabness. It gives you an understanding of who the Lord really is. An apostolic revival glorifies the name of the Lord. Not only that, but I'd like for you to know that as this revival began to move through the earth. There was a man at the beautiful gate of Jerusalem that was healed, who was lame from his birth. And I want you to know, when he was healed by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And this man leaped to his feet and went shouting and praising God into the temple. How'd you like your drab service broken up by a man healed by the power of God bursting through your doors, shouting and praising God because of the healing that came to his body? Well, I want you to know, it has not changed. God has not changed. It's the people who have changed. Churchianity has failed. A whole lot of this teaching that minimizes the power of the Holy Ghost amazes me. Why do you tread on down the great story of the Acts of the Apostles when it's part of the canon of the Bible? Why do you thrust away from you the great experience that mankind can have when they're groveling in the depth of their own personal wickedness? I want you to know, friend, you don't have to grovel in your wickedness. You don't have to live in that slough of despond. You don't have to live in drug addiction. You don't have to live a slave to alcohol. You don't have to live under the power of perversion. You don't have to live as a gay in this kind of society. There's a God in heaven that can reach down into your life and make a new creature out of you through Jesus Christ our Lord. As I preach to you on harvest time today, I want you to know that many notable miracles took place in that day, until the Apostle Paul, standing before King Agrippa, said, "Sir, this was not done in a corner." At least 25 million of the 250 million people in that day were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, because that apostolic flood tide had swept across the known world. What's the difference in what happens today? The difference is the sound from the pulpit. If the pulpit doesn't preach faith, where will faith come from? If the pulpit doesn't declare you can have the Holy Ghost just like they had on the day of Pentecost, where will the Holy Ghost fall? If the pulpit doesn't declare that your sins can be washed away through the name of Jesus, how will your sins be washed away? So the pulpit must say to the world, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, and we must not make him a little God. If you're apostolic, you'll make him a great big God. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. You can reach out and touch him by faith right now while you're listening to this message. You can grasp hold of the great truths of the New Testament and read the mighty power of God in action. We're looking at a world in deep distress, hurting people, destruction on every hand, devastating loneliness by being penetrated through the powers of hell. We are looking at a people who are underneath the powers of such bondage they can't find release. But when we preach the apostolic gospel, any preacher who preaches the apostolic gospel knows that God can perform a miracle. Just recently in Papua New Guinea, a boy that had been born from birth as a lame person, he would pull his legs up around his body like a ball. And from the time he was born, he had never walked. While a service was going on in Papua New Guinea, this boy suddenly stood up on his feet. When he stood up on his feet, the people went almost delirious with joy. Then, because he had been in such an incapacitated state for so many years, he went back into that little ball again, not realizing that he was healed. And then, 10 minutes later, and we have pictures of this, he began to realize God had touched him. He stood up, felt his legs, looked at the people, and I hollered, "I am healed." That just happened a few years ago. They're having a revival in Papua New Guinea that has swept through the whole land. And you know what it destroyed? Witchcraft. It destroyed idol worship. It destroyed it, voodooism. Because when the Holy Ghost apostolic revival comes, it brushes aside everything false, everything that's not of God, and everything that's not of Jesus is going down. And we're preaching to a hungry multitude tonight and letting you know this was not done in a corner. This has been hailed from the apostolic times to the present day. I'm standing to tell you through this Harvest Time broadcast, you need not look any further if you'll turn your eyes toward Jesus Christ. If you'll pick up your Bible and read the book of Acts, you'll understand that never has the book of Acts ended. It is still being experienced in our times. Hear me out in Radio Land. Don't die in frustration. Don't commit suicide because you can't find fulfillment. There's fulfillment in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is joy in the presence of our God. There is blessings innumerable that come from His mighty hand. And we're urging you to come to the place where you will understand that God is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Harvest time.
Harvest time.
Of Harvest Time has brought you a Bible message with a clear and certain sound. A printed copy of today's outstanding gospel message is available to you if you will request it when you write to us at Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would be extremely pleased to hear from you this week and to know that you are attending the United Pentecostal Church near you. You'll love the atmosphere of this truth-proclaiming center in your area. Now, in behalf of our General Superintendent, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and the people of the United Pentecostal Church International, this is Hugh Rose saying, God bless you. It was great to be with you today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you next week.